Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dori Shafrir.
And hello, I'm Kate Spencer.
And we are not experts.
We're just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please do remember, we are not experts about most things. We're just podcast hosts, and we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor and or a mental health professional as needed.
And if you'd like to reach us, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
How are we feeling today, Dori? I realize I called you to begin this recording and I was very shouty, but it's because I just fueled my body with food. And I feel strangely re-energized, as do my children, who are like screaming so loudly all around the room that I'm recording in. So apologies if you hear.
As children do.
I mean, as they are wont to do and as they should. They, you know, they kind of don't totally understand podcasting still.
Right. What did you ask me? How am I doing?
Yeah, just like, how's your vibe?
To be honest, it was kind of a rough day.
It was. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was fine. Like, we're all fine. It just was like a little rough. Well, Matt was putting up some, I guess they're just called like sunshades. You know those like triangular shades, yeah, that people have like in their backyards?
Indeed I do.
So
very popular here in California.
Yes. So he was putting up a second one today to try to get a little more shade in our backyard, and he summoned me to bring him a screwdriver. And I went to bring him a screwdriver, and he was leaning down to take the screwdriver, and he dropped the drill on his head.
Oh, God.
And was like kind of out of it. Was like, I think I gave myself a concussion.
Oh, geez. That's scary.
Yeah. I don't think he has a concussion, but it was a little like, ugh. And I think we're moving Henry to one nap, and so his schedule is all like a little messed up, and our day with Henry is divided according to his old nap schedule, so now it's like a little weird. I don't know, it was just like aggregated things, all of which in the grand scheme of things are fine. It was just a little bit like, whew, okay. However, all that being said, I did take Henry to the park today. Not the park closest to our house, which is not super nice. And like, I feel like the grass is mostly dirt. But a different park that we had to drive to. It's only like a 5-minute drive, but still it's like a drive. But it's a much nicer park. It's much bigger. Tons of grass. He had a ball and it felt kind of normal-ish, which was nice. You know those things that you do when you're like, oh, this feels like the before time.
Yeah, you almost forget that you're existing in a pandemic and
yeah.
The world is, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I know those times.
So that was definitely a bright spot of the day, as is talking to you.
Oh, well, thanks.
Well, you know, you're welcome.
I love to be a bright spot.
You are a bright spot. How's your day going?
Well, in addition to having dinner, which was delish, I this is weird. I'm very seasonally affected. Meaning, and living in Los Angeles, it took me like a long time to adjust because my body relied so heavily on the seasons to like determine my mood. But I get, when summer begins to end, I get really down. And I've been like that since childhood. Like the feeling of fall settling in like really, really depresses me. And I don't know if that's because I associate it with school and I sometimes had a really hard time in school or if it's just like seasonal depression from growing up in the East Coast and that still lingers. I don't know what it is, but I have noticed the days are already getting shorter. I can see like oftentimes we record now in the evening sometimes and I'm noticing like it's getting darker earlier as I'm recording and I can just see it because I'm next to a window.
Yeah.
And that feeling of the day is getting shorter starts to make me feel very sad and very blue. Mm. And I'm also wondering if I'm feeling that kind of like, well, summer's almost over, but reality, like I don't even know what day or month it is. Like June feels like 7 months ago and it was just like 4 weeks ago. And so there's just such a, I don't know if anyone else feels this way, kind of like the way in which I order time feels lost now. And so the days are getting shorter and I'm kind of like, but summer hasn't even happened yet.
Yeah.
because school's been out since March. And like, I'm very discombobulated, I think. And I can feel it kind of, I mean, so many things are affecting my mood and my emotional state. And I was in a real like deep rage over the last couple of days about stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm actually getting, not to bring up my favorite thing, the Forever 35 text messages, but we're getting a lot of text messages from other parents who are, you know, rightfully also freaking out about the school year.
Yeah.
And actually, some teachers too, and some teachers have been calling us and just like everyone is rightfully just panicked and scared. And now I'm on a tangent. Now I'm on a COVID tangent. But anyway, I'm just saying I'm noticing the days getting shorter. I can feel the shift in me. But then I'm also like, what is time? Time is meaningless. This year is half over. Like,
that's
what is
so
happening?
Interesting.
Do you ever feel like, are you having, I mean, the year is 2020 is half over.
Yeah.
Half over.
Yeah. It's more than half over. It's wild.
It's just so strange. Mm-hmm. Everything feels like an out of body experience. And I'm just kind of, today I'm just really feeling it.
Yeah. I know. And it's like, how are we going to look back on this year?
You know, one of my kids was like, I bet this, she was like, I bet the pandemic will be like written about in books. And I was like, oh yeah, like you're gonna, I don't think they fully understand. I was like, I've never lived through anything like this. Your grandparents have never lived through anything like this. And I don't think even my grandparents have. So, I mean, granted our grandparents, you and I, like they experienced massive world war and you know, I just don't think our kids have like a perspective of the fact that like this is unusual. Like they know it's weird, right? And raw and not normal, but like, so I don't think they fully understand the impact it's probably going to have on their lives and the fact that like when they're adults they will reflect on this.
Yeah, I mean, I can barely grasp it, so you know, like how can kids grasp it?
I mean, maybe it will be similar to the experience I had as a, you know, white American child who at the age of like 9 and 10 watched the Berlin Wall fall. And I was like, oh, that's good. Whereas like my mom and dad were so impacted by that happening. It was like, you know, and I was just like, well, all right. So maybe that's, I don't know. I have no idea how they're going to experience this.
Yeah.
Other than the fears I have about how it's impacting their emotional well-being. But, you know, that's a whole other podcast.
That is. That is. Wow. Well, we just...
Sorry, did it just get too heavy?
No. I mean, this is the world we live in, and we're just trying to figure out how to navigate it. And
I mean, in lighter news, like, we did talk about pubic hair over the dinner table tonight. So,
oh.
You know, things are still normal over here.
How did that come up? Just out of curiosity.
We were talking about puberty and when we experienced puberty and when our kids might start experiencing puberty and what happens, and try to have these conversations openly and like comfortably as possible, so that as our kids start shifting into puberty time, they feel like this is a safe space for them.
That's so healthy.
Future body odors and everything else.
Wow.
Yeah. So you're talking about when we got pubic hair.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For me, it was early.
I don't remember exactly when it was for me. I have a question for you. How are you feeling about your self-care practices these days?
Sorry. Well, okay. Not great. How about you?
Yeah, not great either.
I realized recently, like, well, I do think you going to the park and that getting out with Henry is like as much for him as it is for you, right? Like, that is something.
Yes. He was definitely psyched. I mean, he was picking up so many leaves. He's in a phase where he picks up leaves and gives them to me to throw out. He loves trash.
You love throwing out leaves.
He loves trash cans. So that was exciting for him. He spotted a trash can and went like running up a hill to get to the trash can.
So mobile.
He's very mobile. So going to a large park was part of my plan to like get him running around and get tired. Yes, that was self-care. And I think you're right. You're totally right. Because I was like, I need to just like get out of this house, and I need to take Henry somewhere that is not this house and not, you know, so I was just like, I need to go to a park where we can be far away from people and he can run around. So yeah, you're right, Kate. Thank you.
I mean, I do feel like my practices are non-existent, and that I've been not able to really latch on to anything. I have no gratitude practice right now. My sleep is terrible. I've weirdly started doing a more intensive skincare routine, which is like very soothing. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I am. So that's what's happening. I'm using an eye serum.
Ooh, what are you using?
Well, you know, I ordered a Nuori eye serum from our friend Courtney Chisano.
Oh, nice.
You know, I love to support Courtney, and I was like, well, might as well try this out.
Yeah.
What's an eye serum? I'll find out.
How do you like it?
I mean, Dory, nothing's happened.
Okay. All right.
The area around my eyes looks exactly the same, but you know, it's a distraction. I'm doing it in the name of podcasting. What are some things? Are you feeling like you have consistent self-care right now, or have you kind of struggled to find that?
I still have my skincare routine. I have been exercising. I feel like that has been a priority, so that's been good, and that I feel like is keeping me a little bit balanced, I would say. But I mean, other than that, I feel like I'm, you know, as discussed on a previous podcast, I feel like I'm staying up too late. I don't know. It all feels overwhelming. I'm curious how listeners are navigating this right now.
Yeah, I am too. Because I our activity that we're going to suggest at the end of the episode is something that I'm thinking of trying to implement for myself just for like a few days and see how it goes, because I think I need something. My anger and anxiety and irritability and dread and fear, like a lot of that is just bubbling right now, as I know it is for everyone.
Yeah.
So figuring ways to like lovingly manage it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the only route, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't know.
Well, should we take a short break and maybe hear from some listeners?
Oh, yes. And listener, we get to talk about face oils after the break, which I'm so excited about.
I am too. I have them set up on my desk.
I have some set up on my desk too. I was going to put a picture on Instagram.
Oh, look at us. All right.
So still the same.
Still the same. Let's take a break.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And It's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. All right, we have returned. You're here with our oils.
We are here with our oils because someone texted us, just listened to the great Caroline Hirons app. Can you recommend some face oils? I'm currently using the Ordinary Rosehip Oil and have used the Sunday Riley Luna Sleeping Night Oil. Oh my gosh, Dory has a huge list.
Oh yeah, if I put
lay
in,
it on us, Dory.
Okay, so these are all oils that I have used or are currently using. So here we go. The first is the Biossance Squalane Oil. It's 100% squalane oil. It's just like a really lovely, smooth feeling oil that doesn't feel too heavy. I really like this oil. The Stratia Fortify Oil, which is a combination of oils that are really nice. Again, I like how this feels. The Tarte Maracuja Oil, which again, a lovely oil. I have to admit, I'm not the biggest fan of the little dropper.
Oh, you aren't? That's how I like my oils delivered.
The Tarte bottle in particular?
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. You're speaking specifically to the Tarte oil.
Specifically of the Tarte oil bottle, which has a sort of very pretty, but somewhat impractical dropper. But the oil itself is really lovely, and the bottle is beautiful. It's so, you know, if you want to give someone a gift, this would be a nice gift. The other one I like is the Milk and Honey Everything Oil, which can go on your face, it can go on your cuticles, you can put it in your hair. It's just a really good,
that's a nice
like
one.
Workhorse all-purpose oil. It smells really nice. It has rose hip in it, has some argan oil in it. And then the last one is the Caudalie Overnight Detox Oil, which has vitamin E in it, as well as a nice mix of oils. So these are all like Sephora level price-wise oils. They're not drugstore oils, but they're also not like super expensive. So they're kind of a range, I think, between like probably $20 and $50. But you said you use the Sunday Riley, so I thought maybe you're open to spending a little bit more on an oil.
Well, my oils range in price. These are like my four go-tos that I currently have in my bathroom, and I use all of them and I love all of them. Okay, the first one is by Indeed Laboratories, and it's their squalane facial oil, and it's my favorite squalane oil. I love it. You should get it. It's $20. I think it's like the best squalane I've ever tried.
Wow.
Okay. Just making big claims here, Dory. Big claims.
Into it.
Okay. The next is a very niche oil. It's by a company called Audra. They're based in Canada. Joanna Rakoff, writer, told me about this oil, and she said she loved it. So I ordered it. It's their Nay Regenerating Serum. It is currently sold out on their website, but I love it. And this is a blue tansy-based oil, which I haven't told you the story, but I want to do a blue tansy deep dive on the pod coming up.
Ooh, okay. Milk and Honey just sent us their new blue tansy.
Oh, I use it every night. It's so delish. We'll talk more about that, because that's like a balm that melts into a cream. And I think it's very similar to like the May Lindstrom Blue Cocoon stuff.
Oh.
You heard about that?
No.
Yeah. I've never tried that. That's like a very expensive.
Yeah. May Lindstrom is fancy.
Yeah. That shit's fancy. I've never tried it, but I think it's similar. But anyway, I love this oil. It's a regenerating serum. It also has squalane and prickly pear.
Ooh.
It claims to repair and regenerate. It's got a lot of omegas. I don't know. I love it. Okay. Another workhorse that I really like is Dr. Alkaidis Organic Nourishing Treatment Oil. I've tried a couple other Dr. Alkaidis products.
Mm-hmm.
I've liked all of them. I have the 2-ounce bottle is the one that I use. It's $62, so it's getting up there.
Okay.
But that is the smallest size. Oh, they do make a travel size that's 1 ounce. I bet you could buy that. Like, it's taken me, I'm barely even into this bottle. So it's going to last me a while, which for better or for worse, you know. And they describe this as a oil that nourishes, moisturizes, and plumps the skin. Many people refer to it as miracle in a bottle.
Hey, I like a miracle in a bottle.
It's a rose hip, jojoba oil, St. John's wort oil.
Okay.
Now, look, I've got to give a shout out to my favorite oil, which is Vintner's Daughter, which is it's a serum, but it's an oil-based serum. It's their active botanical serum. It is the highest price point of anything I own. We were gifted this by the company, which is why I have it. I love it, but it is for someone with wads of cash right now.
And I should also say, in the interest of full disclosure, I do not love this oil.
Yeah, which is fair, to each their own.
Yeah.
I just find when I use this, my skin feels like softer and better than anything else. And I've also noticed that the oil is really effective with blemishes.
Mm.
As is their essence, which they also sent me and I also really like. So look, if you have a pretty penny to spare, their stuff is delightful. But I'm also really down with my $20 Indeed squalane oil. So those are my faves. Long list. Happy to talk about oils, though.
Thanks for the question.
Feels good just to think about oils.
It does.
I'm going to take a picture of these. I'm like posing them on my desk like they're little people. And I'm going to take a photo in portrait mode. Okay.
Oh, my God.
We've got another. We've got more to talk about.
We sure do.
Oh, this was a quick text. Did we ever get an update on Kate's ingrown hair? You know, this was referenced on Here For You, I think. I had a very bad ingrown hair. We never did get an update.
I'm so glad someone brought this up.
It kind of went away, but it's still a little red.
Wow, really? Okay. Because it's not, at this point, it's been months.
This is my quarantine ingrown hair. Right. Yeah, I feel like it grew like it was like, the stress of quarantine manifested in this hair. Do you think that's bad?
I don't know.
You know, I guess I could go to the dermatologist. It's just I just haven't thought about going to the doctor.
Right.
There's no bump.
I was
just like
say,
a little
if it
red.
Doesn't bother you and you feel like it kind of resolved itself, it's probably fine.
Okay. All right. Good. Thank you, listener, for asking for that. I know. That's a very important conversation thread on this podcast.
Very important. All right, Kate, I think we should take another break.
Okay, great.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
All right, we are back with a couple of wedding questions.
Hi, Cat and Dor. This is Lynn, and I wanted to call in and say hi to the person who is planning a smaller wedding this year. I got married 11 months ago, and I'm also in a wedding next month that got rescheduled and turned into a mini wedding. So I get the complexity of the current situation. I'm actually invited to the mini wedding as I'm in it, but I'm not comfortable flying right now. So, you know, it's just a hard time. I just wanted to reiterate, don't feel like you need to apologize to people do what you need to do. I think something that could be really lovely is when you announce that you're doing this, you know, small wedding or whatever it is, and maybe including a link to the private Facebook group where you might be streaming it, or a request to get an email address so that you can send the Zoom invite. I would also recommend sending a link to something like VidHug, which I have participated in a couple of this summer. And that's just a online app that you can go to. It's a, on their web browser, and you can record a message for somebody. And so ask them, you know, hey, because of the pandemic, I'm really sorry we can't invite you. However, we would love to have your presence in video format. Please, you know, give us a toast. This is getting a little bit long, so Cat and Door, feel free to cut this last part out, but I just want to tell you, do what you need to do. At my wedding, we did not have toasts because my husband specifically asked for no toasts. And literally that same week, my father, on a phone call, asked for no toasts. My dad is a big introvert. And I was happy to do that for them. And then the week of my wedding, my mother decided to give me the silent treatment for 24 hours because she was mad that I was not having a toast. So end of the day, you can't satisfy everybody. And, you know, you just got to do what you got to do. So have a great time planning the rest of your wedding. I know it's so stressful, but it's also so fun. And you know what? We're all thinking of you. All right. Bye.
Oh, we are all thinking of you.
Yeah, we are. That was such great advice.
Such good advice. Thank you.
And also, I had never heard of VidHug. Had you ever heard of that mm-hmm. app?
No.
It looks really cool. I wish I had known about it, but I'm so glad this listener clued us in.
Yeah, thank you.
Because we might be in this for a while.
Yeah.
Oof. Oof is right. Mm. All right. Onward to an email. A wedding-related email. Hi, Cat and Door. I have a matron of honor dilemma. I am a matron of honor for a fall wedding, but the problem is that the bride doesn't seem to be scared about COVID and how gathering for a bridal shower / bachelorette and even the wedding could be dangerous. I gently tried to ask the bride if we should maybe think about how the guests might feel attending her shower, but the response from her seemed to be more of a, they can come if they want, and if they are scared to come, then they just won't come kind of response. And I didn't know how to reply because I am one of the ones scared to come. I just had a surgery yesterday, and with the uptick in cases within the last few weeks, I just don't think it would be smart for me to go. But maybe I am just being paranoid. I love my friend very much, and I do care about celebrating her with the traditional celebrations leading up to her wedding. But how do I navigate this with the pandemic hanging over all of us? Is it a situation where I should let another bridesmaid take over my matron of honor position? I feel like I have to choose between my health and safety and my friendship, and I really don't want to let her down or stress her any more than she is. But also, I am very aware of the seriousness around COVID.
I am normally not conflict averse, as you know, but
but I am.
But you are. And in this situation, I just feel like it's just easier to blame someone else for the reason why you can't go and not deal with the inevitable emotions that this person is going to have. I know that that's probably controversial, but I think you should blame the doctor for not being able to go to the shower.
Blame the doctor.
Yes. Yes.
I'm sure doctors are used to being
and look,
white lie.
Quite honestly, I'm sure her doctor would be like, hell no, you should not go to this shower.
Like, yes,
you probably
100%.
Wouldn't even have to be a lie, you know? Like,
yeah, you could just ask your doctor.
Yeah. And then you could say, my doctor has expressly told me not to go to this event, and I'm so sorry. I love you so much, but I just, you know, I have to put my health first, and you know, I hope there's a way I can participate virtually or whatever. And then as the wedding gets closer, if necessary, I think you could maybe come up with another. I don't know. I'm so angry at this person for insisting on having their stupid shower and wedding in the same way that, like, they were going to before COVID.
Okay, so let me just chime in here. I agree that now is not the time for in-person gatherings, unless this is like a masked outside, majorly socially distanced affair. And even then, you would want it to be like under 10 people. So, but I will say, the listener writes that the bride's response was like a shrug if people can't go. So I'm wondering if maybe the bride is genuinely kind of ambivalent and understands that some people might be scared and then they just won't come and they're okay with that.
Mm.
It doesn't sound like it from this. Again, we get such limited information, obviously, from an email.
Right.
But from this brief summary.
But do you think she is going to feel that way about her matron of honor not coming?
I just struggle with people who don't seem to understand the severity of the situation.
Yes.
We're in.
Yes.
And I to this listener, I would say, I personally, and I am the conflict averse podcast host of the two of us, I would just be honest and say, I don't feel safe. I love you. Here are the ways I can participate. I don't think you need to step down from your role, but you could say, like, I totally understand if, you know, because I'm not feeling comfortable participating right now, you might want to pass my duties on to somebody else, and I will be there to support you in whatever way you need. And leave it at that. I don't think you need to hide the fact that you're concerned and scared. Like, that's nothing to be ashamed of. It is scary. Over 130,000 Americans have died. And I mean, I'm assuming you're in America. It doesn't matter. People are dying all over the world. Like, this is real. So I think you can be honest and you can say, like, I want to celebrate you and here's what I feel comfortable doing. And I will do it to the tens. But, you know, I definitely can't be at the shower. I just had surgery and we'll see about the wedding in the fall if, like, miraculously things are better, which they probably won't be.
Kate, you're right.
No, I mean, I love a white lie. I've lived my whole life on white lies, and I'm trying every day not to rely on them anymore. And it's so hard. But I feel like I don't see anything about this bride being like, maybe they are genuinely okay with people being scared and not coming. And I would trust that your relationship that you have with this person, if you're their matron of honor, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
No,
it's tough. Let us know what you do.
I think you gave better advice.
We also don't know what kind of surgery the listener is having. Like, are you having a a lung surgery, or are you having your big toe that was broken fit?
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right,
like, there's,
right.
But none of it matters because I agree with you. It's not safe to go out.
Yes.
So could have, you know, one stitch and it still wouldn't be safe. All right. Well, I'm all fired up tonight. Feels good. Feels good. Feels good.
I agree.
Which is why I think I need the activity of the day that we are suggesting.
Yes, lay it on us.
Okay. I had a realization the other day, which is like, I think I need to be meditating.
Mm.
Or like, not even meditating. I think I need to be taking a short break every day to just like breathe and deliberately and intentionally breathe, like do a breathing exercise for 5 minutes. I've never been a big meditator. I like it, but I've never stuck to it. So when I had that thought, I was like, I went online and did a 5 minute body scan meditation, and it helped. So I want to share a 5 minute breathing exercise that I found.
Okay.
With the help of my friend Google. It was on Oprah.com. So everyone can access it. I think a breathing exercise too. Sometimes with meditation, I find meditation so stressful of like, oh, sit there and what am I going to do? And I'm bored and like, I want to go finish all the chores I have to do. But I find breathing gives you like a task, and sometimes that helps center me a little bit easier. So we're going to link to a 5 minute breathing exercise.
Great. Love a 5 minute breathing exercise.
I can feel the tension just like radiating in my body. And so I'm trying to find little ways to maybe help it. I don't know if you're also tense, Dory.
Yeah.
Well, look, that brings us to the end.
It does.
Of our time together, but it's been real.
It really has. And I
would say real fun.
Yeah, I feel better.
Can I be honest? And then we should stop podcasting. I think I would be in a much worse place if I didn't have this podcast right now. Like it gives, I mean, it just is a thing we do and it involves communicating with other people.
Yeah.
And it's such a relief. Like, thank God for a podcast.
Yeah. I mean, I feel the same way.
Oh, well.
All right. Well, listeners, we hope you feel the same way.
Thank you for being here for this.
They're like, stop talking.
Oh, wait, Dory, can I tell you something that happened today? And then we really will stop.
Yes.
I was watching the Indigo Girls live stream on Facebook, as you do.
Uh-huh.
And I of course, was just, you know, crying and singing along. And I just wrote in a comment, I love you, Amy, because I love Amy Ray so much, especially. And then a Forever 35 listener responded and said, Forever 35 listener here, and we love you, Kate.
Oh. I was like, oh, my God. What? Oh, I love that so much.
It was so sweet. I was embarrassed that they saw me be a dork in a Facebook comment, but I was so glad that they said something. Anyway, I love our listeners. That's
I know,
all.
Me too.
All right. Now we're really done. Okay.
Okay. Bye. Bye.